Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Big, big weekend of footy coming up. It starts tonight on Triple M, Collingwood, Western Bulldogs. But the Crows have got a huge game away against North Melbourne Roo, and you've made a big change. Bryce Gibbs is out.
Yeah, this is a huge omission. I can't remember a big omission like this in an Adelaide Crows lineup for a long, long time. But full credit, if they think they had to drop a big name to make others stand up and take note, well, courageous move by the coaching group. But
Anything's behind it?
Well, he hasn't been in good form. His skills have been below par for him. He's one of the most skillful players in the competition, and he's been missing targets. He hasn't had an influence on the game. He should be having an influence. He's a top-notch midfielder, and he's been playing below par. There might be more to it behind the scenes, maybe. I don't know, but he's out. And there's a few other guys that need to listen as well. You can throw Tex Walker, Jenkins, Hardigan, Lynch, Betts, Laird, Smith. There's a lot of senior players that are underperforming down there at the moment, and they need to turn that around. Otherwise, they'll be 1-3 and way back in the rut as well. There's a lot of players that aren't playing up to where they should be, and they need to turn that around either Saturday night or in the not-too-distant future. Otherwise, there'll be other big names dropped, I'm sure, because they were touted as premiership contenders, top four, and at the moment, they're 1-2, and they can't afford to lose a game in the next 3 weeks.
How concerned are you about North Melbourne playing them away?
I'm always concerned about any side in the competition, Dits, as you are, and we joke about danger games and, you know, not losing and all this sort of stuff. But if you're in North Melbourne shoes and you're zipping through, what are you thinking?
Yeah, they're desperate, aren't they?
Brad Scott's job's on the line. He said he's taken a bit of heat for the players this week, saying he brought in too many new players into the side. They'll be hungry, they'll be angry, and they'll be wanting to win the game. So this is a massive game for Crows fans. It's a massive game for certain individuals who are underperforming, and there's a lot of pressure on the coaches. So let's see if they can get the job done or not. They'll start favourites to a side zipping three, but only just.
All right, harsh words. Now, Port Adelaide taking on Richmond at home. You've said all week that Richmond, Port will never have a better chance than now to beat them. And I tend to agree. When you look at the big names that are out of the Richmond side, and they've made six changes this week.
Yeah, five or six. Is it six? Is it really? Yeah, six it is. And there's some good names coming in too. So I was about to say they have got big names out, but they've got Josh Caddy, who was a really good player for them last year. He's back. Hooley gives them a lot of run at half back. He's a good player. And Grimes is one of the most underrated players in the competition. So three big players, two really lively small forwards that are good in Bolton and Baker back, and a young fella called Ross. This is a great opportunity for Port to have another win. They've got Melbourne when they're underdone. They're getting Richmond when they've got injuries. This is a free kick for them. They need to make the most of it and get another win in the bank at home. But it's not just going to happen. They need
Unchanged,
to play well.
Port Adelaide after a loss to Brisbane.
They've had a good run with injury. They need to kick their goals, unlike what they did last week. If they do that, they should be able to win. But I wouldn't be surprised if Richmond knock them off. Port need to win this one, and if they do, they'll be well entrenched in the top eight. So hopefully it's a good weekend for both sides.
All right, good on you, Roo.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.